pricing and rules for alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word BITE to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy 3 of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text BITE to 246810. That's BITE to 246810. BITE to 246810.
It's time for the Bombers post-game show. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Back in Marion, where the Patriots have won it by a score of 49-7 to improve to 5-2 in the year. The Bombers fall to 0-7 on the campaign. Marion, boy, their offense, Bob, I'm very impressed. This is a good ball club.
It is. And, you know, they're very well coached, very disciplined in what they do offensively. The way they got up on the ball and get ready to snap within 5 or 6 seconds, it seemed like after the play was over with. Golly, they were just very impressive offensively. And not bad defensively, don't get me wrong. They were just better offensively, I thought, than they were defensively.
Dedrick Cale, remember the name, folks. He's their sophomore quarterback, and he is impressive. He's going to be one of the – you'll be hearing a lot about him in the next several years. We're going to take one more break, come back, and wrap this one up here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers post-game show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
The leaves are falling and the seasons are changing. Before you know it, Christmas will be here. If your family is in need of a little extra help this season and you have children ages 12 and under in Baxter and Marion County, Angel Tree signups will be starting October 22nd. Give the Salvation Army a call today at 870-424-5708 for more information, or stop by the Salvation Army located at 121 Highway 201 North to pick up your appointment letter for the Angel Tree program. Let us assist you with the help and hope that you need for the holidays.
And rules for alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word BITE to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy 3 of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text BITE to 246810. That's BITE to 246810. BITE to 246810.
Now back to the Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Marion wins it by a score of 49-7 tonight. Let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. About the several drives from Mountain Home tonight, I thought the opening drive was about as best they had tonight.
It was the best overall drive they did. And in the first quarter, you know, we've not had a ton of success. So, yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that. As much as I dislike agreeing with you, that would probably work.
Unfortunately, it did not end in points as Mountain Home missed a field goal, but it was an awesome drive. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award. Brought to you by Pete's Cleaners, located at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. Pete's Cleaners offers dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations, and they can get your dirty jerseys clean, too. And, Bob, We don't get a chance to mention an offensive lineman's name very often. Our dirty jersey goes to Trace Rick tonight.
Yes.
He picks up a fumble. He didn't pick it up. He grabbed it out of midair and rumbles up the left sideline. 63 yards. He got tackled at the 6-yard line, and that set up the touchdown for Dawson Tabor. So Trace Rick is going to get our dirty jersey award tonight.
The longest play from scrimmage tonight, wasn't
it? It was.
For us, was his fumble.
And of course, he's starting both ways on the offensive and defensive lines. Played very well all year for Mountain Home.
Right. You know, we don't get a chance to mention those guys as much as we probably need to, but he really deserved that tonight.
Our offensive line has played so well. They've gotten better and better as the year has gone along. All right, that's going to do it. Again, the final score, 49-7. The Patriots improved to 5-2 overall. They're now 2-2 in league play. The Bombers fall to 0-7, 0-4. We're back home next week against Sylvan Hills, and we'll see if the Bears have that losing streak still intact. They're behind Jacksonville right now. That'll be our next game coming up next Friday night. It's a blue out night. Make sure you wear your blue for diabetes awareness as we honor the diabetes Repel Diabetes Learning Center, Baxter Regional Medical Center. Wear your blue next Friday night. That's going to do it from Marion. Matt's going to check scores for us around the state when we continue here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Bombers Postgame Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7. There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
The Bombers Postgame Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening one last time from the studio. A tough night on the road for Mountain Home as they go to Marion and fall to the Patriots 49-7. Let's take a look what else has been going on. First off in the 6A East tonight, Searcy, ranked fourth in Class 6A, is leading Pine Bluff right now in the third quarter. Boy, that game is going down to the wire. It is the Lions up on the Zebras 17-16. Battle between teams ranked in the Class 6A top five as number three West Memphis is up on fifth-ranked Jonesboro 28-14 in the third quarter. And the last score we had from halftime, Jacksonville was up on Sylvan Hills 8-7. On the local level, Yellow Summit trailing Clinton by a score of 36-6 in the third quarter. Salem up on Mark Tree 48-0 in the final period. Melbourne trailing Harding Academy 21-14 was the last score we had from halftime. And let's see, the last score we had from the second quarter was Mountain View up on Marshall, 28-6. By the way, I mentioned the Yellow Sun and Clinton game. The Yellow Jackets came into that game ranked second in Class 3A. They do not have a blemish on their season as of yet. Harrison, who was ranked fourth in Class 5A, leading Greenbrier tonight 40-7 in the third quarter. Also tonight, it has been all West Plains. The Zizzers just having their way with Springfield Central tonight. Last score we have from halftime, 63-0. West Plains comes into this game ranked fourth in Class 4 in Missouri. Hollister trailing Logan Rogersville 14-0 was the score we had from halftime. Last score we had at the end of the first quarter, Forsyth was losing to Stratford 42-0. Last score we had from halftime, Branson and Carl Junction knotted up at 7-all. Have not seen a score update on the game between Ava and Kabul. Among the Arkansas sports media overall top 10, again, one game, final score from last night as number one North Little Rock defeated Little Rock Catholic 49-17. Elsewhere, number two Bryant is up on Fort Smith Southside 28-7 in the third quarter. Third-ranked Fayetteville leading Bentonville 14-10 in the third quarter. It is number four Conway losing to fifth-ranked Fort Smith Northside 21-14 in the third quarter. Number six Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, leading Russellville 44-7. That was the last score we had from halftime. Number seven Pulaski Academy, who is also number one in Class 5A, up on BB 42-7 in the third quarter. Number eight Bentonville West leading Harbor tonight in Springdale 38-0 in the final period. Number nine Warren, who is also number one in Class 4A, leading DeWitt 21-7 in the third quarter. And number 10 Benton, who is also number one and number two, that is, in Class 6A. They were up on El Dorado 28-14 at halftime. We've already gone through all the Class 6A top five games, so let's go to the Class 5A top five teams that we haven't yet gotten to. Number two, Little Rock McClellan, playing at Texarkana this evening. The last score we had from halftime, the two teams knotted up at 7-all. Number three, Little Rock Christian, leading Little Rock Parkview 40-7 in the third quarter. Among the Class 4A top five teams that we haven't yet mentioned, number two, Joe T. Robinson, was leading Malvern 21-0 in the first quarter. Haven't seen anything since then. Third-ranked Rivercrest up.
ABC News Now. I'm Linda Lopez.
Third-ranked Rivercrest is up on Pocahontas 49-13 in the third quarter. Number four, Nashville, is, I believe, leading Ashdown this evening. Now, I'm sorry, I take that back. Last score we had at halftime, the two teams were tied at 13-all. And in number five, Bauxite was up on Fountain Lake 7-0. That was the last score we had from the second quarter. Among the Class 3A top five teams that we haven't yet mentioned, number one, Boonville, leading Mansfield 48-6 in the fourth quarter. Number three, Smackover, up on Falk right now 35-0. That was the last score we had from halftime. Number four, Horizon is idle this week. And fifth-ranked Prescott is leading Genoa Central. That last score we had was from halftime, 31-0. The Curly Wolves up. And in the Class 2A top five, probably many consider the biggest matchup in the state. It looks like we may have a new number one this week when the new polls come out. Right now, number one Mount Ida is losing to second-ranked Foreman 28-13 in the fourth quarter. Third-ranked Hazen is up on Clarendon 60-6 in the final period. Number four, Junction City, leads Bearden 40-0 in the fourth quarter. Conway Christian, who is tied for fifth, they were up on Quitman 42-0 at halftime, and Earl was tied with Conway Christian for that number five ranking. Looks like they did not get to play early on tonight. Fearless Friday posted a 2-0 victory for Earl over Marvel, which tells me that that game was most likely forfeited. So that is a look at what else has been going on in the state and the area. And that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. But be sure you join us tonight later on from 10 until midnight. Rex Nelson will be along for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Friday night scoreboard. So be sure you tune in and you can hear all the final scores from around the natural state then. And our next broadcast will come to you next Friday night as the Bombers will be back at home. Again, it's a blueout night in honor of Rapella Diabetes Learning Center of Baxter Regional Medical Center. And Mountain Home will be welcoming Sylvan Hills to the Twin Lakes area next week. So hope to see you out there that night. But if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here. So be sure you tune in. That's going to do it. I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird out at Marion tonight. I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight. The Marion Patriots 49, the Mountain Home Bombers 7. Good night, everyone.
Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.